So I got to week 8, which in my eyes is 2/3 of the way, and now Lord Sugar's really serious about finding who his business partner is going to be. So ultimately, the cull from now is going to be quite extreme over the next few weeks anyway. So I feel like I was at the beginning of the end. It was very, very dramatic. And, you know, obviously I was devastated at the time, but having a bit of time passed, it's actually brilliant because it's so iconic. People stop me in the street and they're like, oh my God. And people also feel I've been really cheated because I didn't get a chance to be a PM. So I feel it's actually, I've come out quite good. And if they're going to fire me for having fun and giggling, I am loving life because I don't think you can really, you know, and also on a task that wasn't really related to anything I do in my industry, I'm happy, you know. I know as a business owner, when someone comes to ask me for PR, which is what I do, and they go, well, Nisa, can you do the social media as well? I literally am like, right, that's more money. But when you're under that pressure in that place, you just don't think like that. And you just think, I want to get the money to win the task. We beat the other team. That's all you're thinking. So sometimes your business now just goes out of your head. And had Sarah or one of us or me spoken up and just said, actually, to that really difficult client, Nikki, no, Nikki, we've agreed to pick up the dog poo, which there was hardly any. But instead, we just gave ourselves the beautiful task of doing all of the duck and geese poo, which was just impossible.
So she must have been laughing.
She must have been crying with laughter back in the back room while we were just struggling trying to get it all up. Oh God.
Many people do say you've been robbed and that you should have been given the chance to be project manager because so many other people were given that chance. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, two outcomes. I wish earlier on I'd been elected project manager and I wish I'd put myself forward for more of the creative task earlier on. I don't know. I think I did with some, but with interiors I could have totally done that and I don't know why I didn't. And I think my outcome would have been different had I won a task, got something under my belt, everyone would be like, oh, she can do this. And then that would have been a different outcome. And equally with this, I said to Lord Sugar, can I just have, please, like the chance to show you I can do this because I know I can. And at that point, I think his mind was made up. And I think he just wanted to have, you know, he's now looking at who could be his business partner. And when I was on the You're Fired show with Karen, she was like, Nisa, you're so passionate and emotional and creative. And you know, you're just very much your own person. I don't know if you would be the right partner of choice for Lord Sugar. And I think she maybe has a point with that, you know, so I can't.
I don't know if you can call it a criticism, but one of them was that you are too bubbly. And why should that be a bad thing?
Thank you. I completely agree. I can't go to work every day without enjoying it. If I don't love my client, love what I'm doing, I don't want to do it. Obviously, you're going to have challenges. It's going to be difficult. And I'm completely loyal. But I just love enjoying what I do and I love my life. And I just think that's the way it should be in business and life. And if that's not the way that he sees things, we wouldn't be a good fit anyway. So, you know.
What was your most enjoyable task?
Oh, God. They were all very hard. I'm not going to say Bruges because Bruges was a car crash. Comedy of errors between all three of us, losing the way, not knowing and overpromising on alcohol. So let's not say Bruges. Not dogs. I'm just trying to think. I did really enjoy the interior design task. I really got into that with Bushra. And I think we come up with that conceptual golf ball that everyone ribs me about now. But I absolutely loved that. And compared to the boys' bedroom, I mean, we totally nailed that. So I think that was probably my most favourite task. And oh, yeah. And Wembley. I loved Wembley as well. It was brilliant.
And who do you think could win it?
It's so, I mean, Lizzie's my girl. I love Elizabeth to pieces. I think she's like Marmite, you're either lover or hater. I absolutely love her. I think Michaela's a strong contestant. I think James picked himself up 2 weeks in a row. That's showing how much he wants it. So I think he's one to watch. Joanna, because she's just so on it. And she just like, she's very smart, very, very smart in there. I couldn't call it. But yeah, I just, may the best woman or man win. That's what I will say.
Elizabeth's had a bit of a hard time, hasn't she?
But
is she as annoying as she comes across?
So like I said, some people absolutely adore her. I think she's a great institution.
I actually like her.
And then some people are like, she is annoying.
You're looking at the screen, you're saying, Elizabeth, just be quiet for 5 minutes.
Which is like when Claude last week called her a force of nature, because she is just her own entity. But she's very clever. Like, for instance, on the tour task, she knew how to break that up and she'd had a bit of tour experience. Dogs, she knew how to... I mean, it's just like, Elizabeth, why wasn't I you in a previous lifetime? Like, and I could just know. And she's a very smart woman. But she's also a bit bonkers, which is why I love her. She's great.
So what are you going to do now?
Continue with my business, my PR business. I'm still consulting. I'm really enjoying it. I've had so many great offers from being on the back of the show, which I'm so thankful for. And in the new year, I'm launching something new. So I'm just going to take a nice holiday for Christmas and then back in the new year.